Big Fatty was also here for the annual podcaster dinner. And we, that is an annual gathering of listeners and podcasters at the Colonnade here in Atlanta, the home of the gays and the grays, as they say. Couldn't be more apt description on the planet, kids. It is, you are in one of those two buckets. If you just look at all the clientele there, everybody's either old or gay. Some of us are falling into both categories increasingly each year. We had a good time.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, home of the gays and the grays, as they say.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3333, Big Fatty of the BFO for Monday the 16th of November 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty and some voice letters, and probably not. Sort of spell? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are ers today because y'all, we're getting just a taste of fall. Y'all is supposed to, I'm going to have to put on a camisole. That's just all there is to it. There's going to have to be a camisole, Big Fatty. Because, y'all, it's, well, here we are in the second half of November. And on Sunday, I think that we were set to break the record high. On Sunday. And, y'all, now it's going to get chilly. Big Fatty, it's no wonder you're not all sick. Well, you are kind of sick, but it's mainly in the head.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, Monday, the 16th of November. It's a very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. We have not one, not two, but three. Big Fatty, y'all are first. The first celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've not met this person face-to-face, but y'all, she was the number two fan of the BFO back in 2012. And I have seen her during the Pride 48 Zoom weekend. And y'all, I won't say always, but quite regularly in the chat room for many of the Pride 48 little shows. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than that Yas Mamadou. Yes, we love Yas Mamadou. It's true. You're Big Fatty, that rhyme, Yas Mamadou, it's true. Well, it's true. Y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, I've met this person many times at Pride 48 events. In the Nolens and in, she was in Nolens. Yes, Big Fatty, she reached under the kilt, except you didn't have the kilt on. Oh, yeah, that's right. And in Lost Wagers, y'all, she's absolutely batshit crazy, and that's why we love her. Big Fatty, I didn't know it was Miss Bacon. No, but y'all, she's part of that Ding Da Bell with that John Ong. Y'all, it is none other than Da Bell. Big Fatty, we love the bell. Yeah, she is batshit crazy. Well, she is, but y'all always has a smile on her face and a laugh in her heart. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he used to do the balcony booze and the George in Atlanta and the This Week in Gay and the North and South of that. Big Fetty's just done so much, and y'all, I think he just kind of burned out. Yes, Big Fetty, like the candle on his cake. Y'all, is that George in Atlanta? Big Fetty, we love George in Atlanta. It's true. So y'all, if you see Yasmamadou, DaBelle, or George in Atlanta, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, I think most of you will think that I planned it this way, but y'all, I did not. Y'all, our census today comes to us from that Georgian Atlanta. Big Freddy, you planned it that way. I did not, I promise you. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening about 9.5 years. Big Freddy, he's unsubscribed since the time he filled this out. Well, maybe. His favorite segment is Axe Big Fatty. He says we need to have more down at the end of the bar. Maybe. He's called the voice letter number. He's attended Pride 48 events, but has never utilized a special chair. And as far as shorting himself, he says he's had a close calls, but no full sharding. Big Fatty, sharding is an emptying, not a full of any way sharding. Last time I talked to you was on Thursday when I recorded the show. Yes, Big Fatty, you didn't play any voice letters on that one either. Well, I think I did, didn't I? Didn't I get one in from... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Big Fatty, y'all, I'm just behind on the voice letters. And y'all, I've had some technology problems. Big Fatty, if only there was a little show that had a technology segment.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
Big Fatty, that needs to be brought to you by the Mix Minus. Maybe we'll get a new bumper. Who knows? Y'all, my ear pods Pro, the right one stopped working when I was getting ready to go out on my nipple walk on far right, and y'all couldn't figure it out, and so I just went out and I just listened. Through one ear. Big Fatty, that's kind of how you are about when anything. That's probably true too. And y'all, then I had a problem with my Apple clock. Y'all, I was on my nipple walks, and y'all, I was walking for over 4 miles, and the time on the Apple clock was showing that I was walking anywhere between... an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes, but it was only giving me credit on the nipple size, the exercise ring for like 38 minutes or something like that. And y'all, it must give me more credit. So y'all, I've solved both of them. And, y'all, if you're having those problems, too, that's why I bring it up here, because, you know, there's no other place to go. Y'all, I unpad my my ear pods from my cellular telephone device, the iNATA 1110, and then I repaired them, and it you big fatty, you repaired them? No, I paired them up again. Oh, that's very different, and y'all, they work fine now, just fine. And as far as the Apple clock goes, I goggled it, and it says make sure this and this and this and this and this, and all those things were happening. But y'all, it says the one thing that most people have problems with on this is that they keep the Apple clock too far up their arm. It's not down on the wrist itself. So I moved it down on the wrist, and y'all, it's working just fine now. It's giving me the credit I deserve, Big Fatty. And y'all, as far as the rest of the weekend goes, it's been very quiet. We decided to cancel Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, I think we all just needed a little break. And so y'all, it's just kind of been a recuperative Big Fatty sleep. Oh, y'all, speaking of the sleep, I've slept pretty well this weekend. And but y'all, I've gotten out each day, and I've done my nipple walks, and just had a very relaxing weekend. Now y'all, it was supposed to be Taco Friday here at the villa, and y'all, it was. It's just I'm the only one eating them, Big Fatty, you fat ass. And but y'all, I had taco solids, and so that's what I've been doing with that. Y'all, over the weekend, I told you I had gotten a kid from Francie, and I think it's a Spanksgiving card. Now, I've received one from Matt Burlingame. You know, he's over there at the Chubbs Gone Wild and the big gay sex show, the Johnny years. And Matt, I don't know if this is a crema card or a Thanksgiving card or just a hey, Big Fatty card. So let me know, and I'm not going to open them yet until I find out a little bit more about that. Y'all, another thing over the weekend, y'all, and I meant to do this, and I may go back out for a second nipple walk. Yes, Big Fatty, make sure that nipple size band is closing up. Oh, yes. I may go back out to count the number of crema decorations, because y'all, I haven't done the loop through Fat Acres to specifically look at the crema decorations, but y'all, I can tell you there's more now than there was last weekend. And so may go out and my tally counter, Big Fatty, whack it, and find out a little bit more about all of that. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, like I say, it's been very quiet and very relaxing, and that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all now. I just want to remind everyone that this is the next to the last. We're in the next to the last week of the of Miss Bacon's contest. And Big Fatty, what were the rules? Well, let's get Miss Bacon to remind everyone.
This is going to be the Quarantine Corner Contest content. Contest. So you have to call into the Fart Pants show, tell them what you've been doing during your quarantine or what you did that particular day on your quarantine, since we've all been locked up for a year or five, so it seems. And the contest will end on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, November 25th, and the name will be drawn, and it will be a Black Friday prize. How about that? So come on, everyone must participate. So you can call in, leave a message. Fart Pants is going to keep track of everybody who reaches out. And we have plenty of time so that we can get the contest over with before the holidays and get some content over there. Woodhaven.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there it is. A voice letter or an e-letter will work just fine. Y'all just, if you're going to send me an e-letter, just put contest or bacon contest in it, and I'll get you on the list. But y'all are this is our next to the last week right now, and y'all, the final week will start on this coming Wednesday, because, you know, we'll have to close it out next to, I say, Tuesday, so that we can draw a winner for the chicken dinner. Big Fatty, I thought it was a cash money prize. Well, it's that too. So y'all get your entries in, and maybe you'll have an exciting mark for right day. Big Fatty, I'm calling right now.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I get the feeling you're probably regretting commenting, oh God, a month and a half ago now, that it's been a while since you've heard from me, because now I can't stop calling. Now, I wanted to ask, because I know that you and Moose, and I'm sure a few other people who's I'm not remembering off the top of my head, we're all retired. Now, I know prior to, you know, the shit show that is 2020, I always had a hard time remembering what day of the week it was and what the date was. And it's become even harder now that, you know, lockdown, and that, you know, Joe is now living with me. So I see him every goddamn day of the week. And I spent the past hour convincing myself that it was Sunday night. And that's why I couldn't order the large French fries with melted cheese whiz and bacon bits from the pizza place down the street. And then I remembered it's Saturday. Yeah. And then last week I kept convincing myself Thursday was Sunday. So, wanted to know if anybody else had that question, and now you can cue the music, because I, you know, clearly had to ask Beef had a question. Bye!
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Princess Hannah, I am trying to catch up on the voice letters, and I know this one came in more than a month ago, and Big Fatty, I don't have time to play the Axe Big Fatty question and bumper, but the answer is yes. I lay in bed each morning, and I have to think what day it is, And other than Moose and I, Archer and Casey and Denver, I know, dear Cassie, and the Faye Driver are all retired. And there are probably more also that I'm forgetting about. But anyway, no, you're not alone. And I don't know how to tell you this, but it gets worse. That's why I have this clock. Yes, we've got the Apple clock. No, the one that says Sunday afternoon, 2:30. Oh, Big Fatty, do you 2:30? No. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that George in Atlanta. And George, I know that you're taking a break from the little shows, but what do you want people to know about Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, home of the gays and the grays, as they say.
Yes, Big Fatty, more gray these days.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.